Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in. I'm Nick, and this is Super Simple Security Principles, part of the IHP Academy. Today's show is Too Many Secrets Makes Me Feel Warm and Fuzzy All Over. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to be here with you. Let's find out what emotion our Master Guardian is feeling. Makani, how are you feeling today?
Well, I think it's anxious. Today is my answer. I'm anxious to get this episode and the next few out to our listeners, because the topic we're going to be talking about is one of the most universally helpful and needed security tools there is, which is a password manager. As of early 2024, statistics show that only about 1 in 3 people are even using a password manager. And I want to make sure that our listeners have an opportunity, that they know about it. And I want to share with them why I use one and why they should consider trying one too. In episodes 1 and 2, we talked about how poorly passwords protect us. And everyone already knows just exactly how inconvenient they are, constantly having to enter them, create new ones, trying to remember them. They even have a special name for how soul-suckingly annoying passwords truly are. Password fatigue. And I state all that because the whole goal of a password manager is to help with this problem. It's to help compensate for the many flaws of passwords. Can't do everything, but it can help with the speed of using passwords, the convenience, and most importantly, at least, you know, for me as the Master Guardian, the security of your daily password usage. And this whole episode is basically my password manager sales pitch. And I won't say it's the one true solution for everybody, but I think you should give it a try. And if you don't like it, you can always go back to whatever it is you were doing before. But my experience with people tells me that you probably won't.
Seriously, using a password manager for me has been a tremendous benefit. You know, I was juggling trying to create passwords, remember passwords, all of that gone. So the fact that it's going to help enhance our security, I'm all in. So tell me, what's next?
Well, let's start with answering the question. What is a password manager and what exactly does it do? Because part of the reason why most people haven't used one, they don't even know about it. And the first most basic thing it does is just remember your passwords. Now, most of our listeners have probably experienced this. And if you're listening, you know, has your computer ever asked you, do you want to save this password? That's a password manager in action, but it's not the one that I recommend you use. I want you to ask yourself this question: how safe do you want your passwords to be? And I assume the answer for everyone is as safe as possible, of course, which means that you want to be very careful about which password manager you use. It shouldn't be just random or accidental, the one built into your browser, unless that's the best choice. And what you want is you want to find the strongest password vault or manager that you can find. We'll talk more about what that looks like in the next episode.
All right. So there are browser-based managers, and then there are standalone password managers. Realistically, we want to focus on the standalone managers.
Thanks, Nick. Let's talk about some other things that password managers do for you. The next one is they help you pick strong passwords. Now, the strongest kind of password is a long, random one. But unfortunately, we humans are really bad at randomness. Not only that, but we always want the shortest password we think we can get away with, because the longer it is, the more time it's going to take to type that in. But with a password manager, none of that's a problem. It does all the hard work of finding the right password to use and typing it in for you.
Okay, so they're faster, more convenient, and they level up our security. Perfect. I'm in.
Next, I want to point out an advantage that is obvious but often overlooked. Pause for a moment and think, how often do you click on the I forgot my password button? Some people I've talked to actually use this intentionally instead of even trying to remember their passwords. Thankfully, your password manager is never going to forget any of your passwords. So you can stop clicking that I forgot my password button.
Look, you nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. This is how we used to share our passwords. I'd tell my son, dude, I don't have it memorized. I set it up in some browser. Just hit the link, forgot your password, and I'll hurry and email you. And of course, it would create a circle of forgotten our passwords headache, you know, because then I would try to log in and he had given it a different password and it just created a nightmare. So we actually, for one account, we did this 4 times in a row.
Nice. That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah.
Not really.
So, well, that's good. So that leads actually nicely into the next feature, which is sharing passwords. This is one I use a ton myself, and it would certainly solve the problem you were just talking about. And I love that I can easily and securely share passwords with my wife, my kids, coworkers, and I can share exactly the right set. I can have ones that are just mine, ones I need with my wife, with hers, and it's very convenient. And I realize not everyone needs this feature. You may just need them for yourself. But for those of us who do, it's an invaluable feature because there really aren't a lot of great methods for safely sharing your passwords.
This is gold. We, my family and I, we can share our passwords securely using a password manager. I'm no longer texting emails to my son to reset. And realistically, it's become much more convenient to share passwords in a way that's secure. So thank you.
Another security benefit you get from a password manager is phishing protection. We've talked just a little bit before about phishing threats, and I'll just add this for today. Phishing remains one of the biggest threats that exists. And while the protection you get from a password manager against phishing is not bulletproof, I want to be clear about that, it definitely adds some nice layers. And again, we don't have time to dive into that today, but we will be talking about that in future episodes.
This was a new one for me. Knowing that my password manager can actually level up against phishing is awesome. So I love it. Thank you.
All right. Well, there's so much more I could talk about the awesome features of password manager, but we're almost out of time. So we're going to end with one last benefit, passkeys. Now, these are pretty new right now, and you may not have heard about them, but they are a password alternative that is way more secure than even the strongest password and best two-factor authentication combined. Here's the catch, though. You need some form of password manager to use them. And we will, again, be doing a full episode on this later, but I want to give you this teaser today. Think back to episode 2. We talked about everyone giving a copy of the key to their personal storage unit with their valuables in it to the owner of the storage unit facility. Well, with passkeys, you don't have to do that. Your key, your secrets are known only by you with passkeys.
Okay, so to recap, we've said this before, passwords have their flaws. A password manager will help ease your pains. They too aren't perfect, but they will add another layer of security and make life much, much easier.
It's true. They are far from perfect, but here's what I can tell you. Everyone I ever recommended a password manager to who has tried it, which includes many who consider themselves very much non-techies, they are all now happily using one. I haven't known anyone who regretted it and went back to their old approach.
All right, Mac. So what's our call to action today?
I want you to commit to trying the password manager experiment I've talked about and invite someone you know to do it along with you because that is going to make this a whole lot easier. Then in next week's episode, we'll give you the next step, and that's it.
Sweet. So in our next episode, we'll be talking about finding the right password manager. Who do I trust? And in the meantime, your call to action is simply committing to using a password manager, at least trying our experiment, and inviting someone to do it along with you, because clearly statistics tell us that 1 in 3 are using it. That's just not enough. Okay, that's our super simple show today. Remember, just by listening, you are making an improvement to your privacy and security. We'd love to hear from you. So come visit us at ihpacademy.com by clicking on the link in our show notes. Thank you for joining us. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.